Just made two recordings. Okay. Let's go Gemara Shir. Let's go Nadarim.
The payros.
Right. Well, that's the point.
Not the tree.
I forgot to say, I have another 20 seconds worth. Even if the leaves are edible, even if the leaves are edible, they are not. The leaves are a part of the tree, not the fruit. And the tree is not also bano, the fruit is. Okay. We're going to continue now in the Ran. V'nidrei Yisra heim b'echad m'shloisha drachim. The Ran told us there's Nidrei Yisra and Nidrei Hekdesh. He talked about Charomim. We went into the Inyan Charomim last night. And now we're saying V'nidrei Yisra heim b'echad m'shloisha drachim. Ikar ha-neder v'chinuyav v'yodus. And this is what the first perek is about mostly. Ikar ha-neder means, well, that's what we have to talk about. Ikar ha-neder, just the simple meaning, Ikar ha-neder refers to a complete sentence that needs no psukim or no chidushim to tell you that it's good. Kinuyav is the Mishnah, kol kinuyin nedarim kinedarim, and the Ran will explain it's some form of a different language. It's not Shaila, what exactly is it? Stam a different language, or it's a mispronunciation of the Hebrew, like sometimes you have in different languages a form of a different language, and they adapted it to this language, or maybe it's Bechlal, a language that Chachamim made up to say. But it's Kinui, we all know the word Kinui, Mechan Hashem L'Chaveiro, a nickname. The Yodus is the second part of the Mishnah, the last three lines and a word of the Mishnah is called Yodus Nedarim. These are the concepts in the whole Maseches Nedarim, really, a Maseches Nazir, mostly focused in the first parak of Nedarim. Ikar HaNeder, Kinui, and the Ram will explain what the Chiddush is, that a Kinui is a valid Neder. Yodus is a truncated statement, where you didn't say the whole thing. Like you left out half your sentence. We'll see. I mean, that's very, very varied forms of Yodus. Exactly what is a Yad? You have Yad Mochiach, Yad She'enu Mochiach. It gets complex and complicated like everything in Torah. But that's, now I want to focus today just on this statement of the Ran. That this Echad Mishlosha Drachim, Ikar HaNeder, Kinui, and Yodus. So again, Ikar HaNeder means you made a complete statement. No chidushim, like you said, HaNeder. Kinui is like Mechan Hashem L'Chaveiro. And we'll talk about, the Ran will now go on to explain exactly what it is. Is it a language, a different language, a mispronunciation, a Lashon that Chachamim made up? And Yodus means a truncated statement. The question is, the statement of the Ran is difficult to understand. What do you mean, Nidrei Yisraim be'echad mishlosha drachim is one of three ways? Let's say I tell you, Isha Niknes be'echad mishlosha drachim. Bekesef, b'shtar, b'bia. Right? That's a sentence we're all familiar with, I think. Right? So it means you want to make Kiddushin, and there's three ways to do it, and the three ways are three completely different ways. Kesef means a Kinyan Kesef, Shtar means a Kinyan Shtar, and Bia means a different a Kinyan Bia, like, and they have no Shaykhs one to another. Neder is a Dibur, a statement that creates Isser. L'chora, anything that works is a Neder. Like, why that the Ran would refer to it in one of three ways you can make a neder? Is that really one of three ways? You say there's limudim in the Torah that teach you that this makes a neder. But there's only one way of making a neder, by making a statement that asses the chayfetz. And the Torah is megale what asses the chayfetz. Like, why is it one of three ways? Whatever works is a neder. If a kesef is like one type of kinyan. Shtar is another type of kinyan. B is another type of kinyan. They're like three different ways. They're separate, they're different. They're three different maisa kinyanim. Here, there's no, let's say a dibur, you say a maisa kinyan makes an isa mekudesh. A maisa kinyan is kaina chayfetz. So you might say you're kaina chayfetz in one of three ways, three different maisa kinyanim. Chazaka, shtar, and chalipin. Right? Okay, it's one of three ways in which you would, in which you could be kind of an object. But here, it's the same thing. A dibur makes an iser. This kind of dibur, that dibur. Maybe the Ran, do you think the Ran would say, v'neder hu ve'echad mishlosh yanyanim? English, Spanish, and Hebrew. He wouldn't say that. Whatever works is a dibur that makes it awesome. The point I'm trying to say is that what the Ran is really telling us is that there's three types of dibur. They don't just exist for the convenience of the Dorin. Because he's not just saying, there are taka three types of dibur. They are like prototypes. Even if you would be misal, when the Ran makes such a statement, it means that these things exist even outside the parsha of the Dorin. If it only existed in the parsha of the Dorin, so then, there's three types of dibur that makes it, you know, whatever works. You say it this way, you say it that way. The Torah's marbe, different ways of saying things to make something awesome. If you say v'neder hu be'echad mishlosha drachim as easily and as comfortably as you would say isha nikneis be'echad mishlosha drachim, it means that these are three different types of dibur. And to say that there are three different types of dibur means that they're objectively and inherently three different types of dibur. Even if you would not have a parsha of Nedarim in the Torah, these would be three different types of dibur. What are the three different types of dibur? Ikir haneder, which means a complete statement. Kinui, which we'll see, means slang. Slang. It's not a real dibur. It's not a real lashon. It's not a real language. It's slang. Once it gets into the dictionary, it's not kinoy anymore.
Is it slang in the whole sentence or slang in the word neder?
The word neder, using slang. And yodus means an incomplete sentence. It's like if you would go to a speech therapist, that's what I mean. What the Ran is telling you is that if you would go to a speech therapist, so to speak, they would also say, yeah, there's three different types of neder. There's three different types of dibur. This regular dibur. Let's say I can see the Ran saying there's dibur and there's sign language and there's writing down the sentence. Oh, that would be three different types of expressing yourself, right? So you say, oh, there's three different types of dibur. There's hirhur. You know, sometimes we say hirhur kedibur dami. There's hirhur. There's ksiva. You say ksiva's kedibur. And then there's dibur. So if the Ran is talking about three different types of dibur, three different types of sentences, of talking, it means that these are three prototypes that are prototypes. They exist even without the parsha of the Dorim. A complete sentence, a regular sentence, slang, and an incomplete sentence.
Are the last two, is you trying to introduce the
You learn out from a puzzle.
From ambiguity though? Is that what we're trying
Ambiguity
to
is probably included in yodus, an incomplete. We'll see that there are two ways to be incomplete. You could not say enough words, and you could not be expressing yourself enough. Like kamus and echus, the two different types of yodus we'll be learning. It could be incomplete in concept and or incomplete in words.
That's the
shoresh of yodus. Yodus is a handle that you didn't incomplete. It's incomplete. What I want to bring out is that neder needs dibur. What do I mean? If the dibur by neder would just be, now we could talk about every dibur in the world. When you need dibur, you could say it's just a means of expressing your thought. But what's really being poyel is the thought. Except we don't know what you're thinking, so you're expressing your thought. If that would be the case, if the dibur of neder would just be a way of expressing your thought, but what's really poyel the neder is the thought, then I don't think the Ran would say Nedahu Be'echad Mishlosh and Yonim, because whatever expresses your thought works. It's the same thing. It's just this expresses your thought, that expresses your thought. I'll show you what I mean. There's a famous, let me explain what I mean, and you'll see. There's a famous Ran, or there's a Ran in Psachim that talks about Bittul Chametz. The person says, I'm a bottle of my Chametz. So the Ran says, why didn't Chazal want to rely on Bittul? They said you have to be Boidik Chametz and be Mavarit. So the Ran says, because a person maybe doesn't really mean it. He has a few $1,000 worth of beer in his beer warehouse, so he doesn't really mean to be Mavatl the Chametz. Well, nowadays, you say, oh, he has a whole box of cookies, he doesn't want to be Mavatl it. Yeah? So maybe he doesn't really mean it. Reb Kivega says, Baran Kosov, the time of the Bedika, Chazal, when Misakim Bedika, Lefisha Bittel, Toluy B'machshavton, it's Toluy in people's machshava. We don't know what they're going on in their minds. Maybe they really don't mean it. The Lechayra Kasha, director of Kiveger, Kiveger Am Sochem, asks the following question. Kiven the Oimer Bepiv, the Mevatlo, he's saying, Chomet Zebotl, Kol Chamir Vachamir Yadigar Vishusi, blah, blah, blah. Libotl Velevi Kafradara. So it's Dvorin Shebelev. We know, we should know, that there's a rule called Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim, that if I sell you something and then I say I didn't mean it, or I meant a condition, I meant only because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. That's the famous Gemara that is the basis for the din of Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim. So Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim, Pshuta Kamashbo, the way the words read, we discount what you're thinking. What you're thinking has no legal validity against your words. If you did one thing and you say you thought another, too bad. It's not a question of belief. That's a common mistake. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim does not mean, it's clear, there's rayos, I'll go into it now, we're not learning that in yet. There's rayos from many places in Shas. It doesn't mean we don't believe that you were thinking that. That's indeed a problem that has to be overcome. But even if that is overcome, the rule still stands. The rule does not mean we don't believe you. The rule says, Einam Dvarim, doesn't count. Now, Frank Kiveger, it is a classic case. You're telling me he really doesn't mean the Bittul. Excuse me, he said, Kol Chamir V'Chamir Kedikah V'Shulsi. So he was Mavatel. So what does the Ran mean? This is Mamish classic Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. What do we care that he says he didn't mean it? The Tzorach Loma says in Kiveger and Psochim that Bezim and Aleph, Kivan the Be'emes Bittul Lohavi Hefker Mamish. Bittul is not really Hefker. No. When we'll be learning Psochim, we'll see about that. Bittul is not really Hefker. It's a Giloy Das Lamasha Belibo. The tremendous Yesoid of Kiveger. You have to remember what he says. The dibur of Bittul Chometz is only an expression of what he's thinking. It's not the dibur per se. Let's say the Torah says, I do a Maisa Kinyan, that makes something belong to you. So the Kinyan is not to be seen as an expression of his thought. It's you do this Maisa Kinyan and it makes it yours. That's what the Torah said. Do this and it makes it someone else's. Or say, Hareza Hefker, it makes it Hefker. You say, I didn't mean it, too bad. That's only if what actually is, when the thing that creates the chalos is indeed the maisa or the dibur. Says Reb Kiveger, Sochim, by Bittul it's not like that. That's what you see from this Ran. Bittul is, the dibur of Bittul is merely an expression of his thought. The real Bittul is taking place Belibo. A Chalois Bittul is not accomplished through Dibur, really. It seems like it is superficially. That's the point of Kibeger. You see from the Ran, if it would be accomplished by Dibur, then saying I didn't mean it is Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. But Bittul is not Hefker. Bittel is bittel. It's an attitude. It's the way you feel about your chametz. Your dibur of libotov levi hefker kafir daro, libotov levi kafir daro, is merely a gilui of your thought. It's very important your soul. Maisa is not merely a gilui of what you're thinking. Dibur is not merely, you have a Kabbalistic thought, even in like Tanya. It's all over. You have machshava, dibur, maisa. There's three ways that a person relates to the outside world, relates to things beyond himself, through his machshava, through dibur, and through maisa.
So if you make a neder and you're thinking to yourself, not really?
It doesn't help. Neder is dibur, that's what I'm trying from the Ran. What I'm saying you see from the Ran is that it's not like bittul chametz. If it would be merely an expression of your thought, I want to show you the contrast. Here's something that's only an expression of your thought. Let me first finish Rabbi Vega's thought. So he says, his yesod is that when dibur is only an expression of your thought, you don't say dvar shebelev, veinam dvarim. Then we're very interested in what your leiv says, because that's what's really going on, is in your leiv. So if you tell us, I didn't really mean it, so of course we reckon with it. So that's what he says. V'kivan donu donin al masha belibo, the whole diyun of bittul chametz is what's belibo. T'hainu b'derech gilui milsa maisha b'dato. The dibur of bittul chametz is merely an expression of what he's thinking, but the chaloyz bittul is accomplished through what he's thinking, through what's belibo. So in b'dayta yein okay. So he tells us, I didn't really mean it. Again, it's not a question of belief. He says, I didn't mean it. So avada ein habitul klum. So he didn't mean it.
He said it because he didn't mean it.
Yeah, he didn't mean it. Because you don't say dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. When do you say dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim? Against a maisa that's poel, or even against a dibur that's poel. But when the dibur is only a gilui of masha bedaito, right, there could be many forms of dibur. Let's say I tell you, you have to say kriyashma. You have to make a dibur called kriyashma every day. So no one would say that it's just an expression of masha belibo. Maybe it is. Maybe you would say that the Kabbalah's ol malchus shemayim aspect, maybe that's why you need kavon in the first pasuk. Who knows? Maybe that's the reason it's essential to have kavon in the first pasuk, because Kabbalah's ol malchus shemayim is something that's belibcha. So maybe the first pasuk of kriyashma, it's an expression of masha belibcha, that you mekabel ol malchus shemayim. I just thought of that. But Pashtus, you wouldn't say it's an expression of Masha Belev. You would say you need to say the words of Kriyashma, right? So that's what the Rebbe Kivega says in explanation of the Ranam Sochim. What? No, I'm sorry, but Mashenkin Neder requires Dibur. Dibur is like the Maisa Kinyan. Dibur is the way in which you ask of the thing. It's not an expression of Masha Belev. It's the Dibur. You need a Chetz of Dibur, call it. It's not an expression of what's Belev. It's much more than that. Just like you need a Maisa Kinyan to make something yours, so you need a Dibur to make it Osur. So now the Ran's saying, once you need Dibur to make it Osur, so now the Ran's saying there's three types of Dibur. As I started off with, because these are prototypes for three types of dibur. A complete sentence, if I was saying over the Ran in English, I'd say a complete sentence, slang, and an incomplete sentence. That's talk of three types of dibur. If you go to a place, an anthropologist, they'll tell you there's three types of dibur. The Ran wouldn't say Spanish, English, and French. That's not three ways of that's not Iker HaNedeh Hu Be'echad Mishlosh HaDrochim. That's not three drachim how to make a neder. Like I said, whatever works. You say, there's three ways to make a maisa meshicha. You can pull it to the right, and you can pull it to the left, and you can pull it straight ahead. There wouldn't be such a Ran. The Ran wouldn't say such a thing. That's not called three types of meshicha. Whatever works is meshicha. Three types of hagbah. You can pick it up 10 inches, 4 inches, and 3 tvachim. But the Ran says there's three diburim that make a neder. So there's, I'm saying there's two yesoidis you see in the Ran. Number one, that the dibur by neder is objectively needed It's not like Bittul Chometz, where the Dibur is only a Hechitimtza to know Masha Belev, but you need a Dibur. That's step one. Step two is that the Ran is saying there's three types of Dibur. Regular Dibur, a complete sentence, that's one type of Dibur. Slang, that's type two of Dibur. And Yodus, which means an incomplete sentence. I was thinking, if you learn Chofetz Chaim, you know that there's such a thing called Avak Lashon Hara. I was thinking, like, why is it only Avak Lashon Hara? I say something, and that makes you think badly of someone. So why is it Avak Lashon Hara? The Teretz says that the Isser of Lashon Hara is Taker a Dibur of Lashon Hara. It's not any words that are emitted from your mouth that make you think badly of someone. If it would be that, then I don't think Avak Lashon Hara would be Avak Lashon Hara. It would be Lashon Hara. Like, what's Avak Lashon Hara? I mean, all the cases of Avak Lashon Hara...
You can't say Lashon Hara. You can say Lashon Hara if no one's there. You could say Lashon Hara to yourself. You could enunciate Lashon Hara.
Yeah, but Lashon Hara means a deeper to someone else. That makes, but it's a dibur. If you say that Lashon Hara, the Isser is a dibur, so Avak Lashon Hara is not a dibur that says bad about someone. The words don't say bad. They imply bad. It's like Yodus. They imply bad about someone, but the words don't say it. So that's already a different, that's already a different thing. Okay. Okay, just I said I'd stop, so I'll stop. Really, this you could use Rabbi Akiva Eiger just to say something quick about Bittul Chometz. You can use Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Yesod to understand a very difficult Rav in Mishnayos, the beginning of Pesachim. The Rav makes it. It's really a Beferish Ramban, but everybody says it over B'Shem the Rav. But really, there's a Ramban in the beginning of the of Pesachim. It says the same thing. It's a tremendous chiddush, and that is that you could actually be chozer from your bittul. You could be chozer from your bittul. You could change your mind. So really, that according to Bekveger, it's much more understandable. If it's a regular, like maisa with a chalois, so then you can't change your mind. It's too late. But if it's only like masha belibo, so it's possible to say it's still not mukhrach. Because you could still say, once the bittul was accomplished, it can't be retracted anymore. But now it's possible to say that it's an ongoing thing, because it's your feeling about the chometz. So you could retract it and change your feeling about the chometz. Again, in the Rav in the beginning of Pesachim and in the Ramban, say quite clearly that you can retract your bittul. And it's good, it's a retraction, and you're over. Now, you've retracted your bittul. Question is, what? So I'm not coming to answer the what. That'll have to wait to learn Pesachim. But one thing is for sure, that if it would be a regular chalois accomplished through dibur like hefker, it wouldn't be able to start to understand this Ramban and Rav. But because, like we see in the Kiveger, that it's just a hechitimtza to know Masha Belev, so then you could say, and that's what the Rav and Ramban hold, obviously, that it's an ongoing thing. Like, what's your attitude, your feeling about the chometz? Okay. Well, that's the Gemara. The Rav says it, but he doesn't
say it on that.
He doesn't. No, the Gemara is saying he'll see Gluski Yof and he won't be. The Gemara is not talking that he was Mavatel. He wasn't Mavatel. The Gemara says crumbs on the male bottom. So the reason Tzorech Sheyavatel, the Rav says that you have to be boldeik because Shema Yimzuk Luska Yofa and you'll be chayzer from your bittul. That's very different than the Gemara. The shaila is where the Rav got it from, but the bigger shaila is Mechitesi you could be chayzer from your bittul. Why not? You don't be chayzer from it, or you're in trouble. The Torah only wants Tashbisu. That's what the Ramban's point is. That's why it's a pasuk of Tashbisu.
The Torah
only, it's enough Tashbisu. which is tevatlum. Unkelu says tevatlum. It's takanat hefker. It's just a, it's an attitude. The Torah wants you to have a certain attitude towards your chavetz. The Rav and Ramban say, yeah, you're in trouble. It's that you're in trouble. If you change your mind about the chavetz.
Isn't that a machlokas of Rishonim, whether bittel is mikoach hefker or not?
Yeah.
It's a machlokas of Rishonim.
Yeah, that's Tosfos. We're going to Ramban, says clearly, like Rashi, that it's not hefker. And, no.
That's why the Chacham.
No, it's not a problem. No.
That's why the Chacham.
No, it's not Lamafreya. He's saying he found that he had to pay off. That's okay. They have to pay off. Well, you want to know the halacha? La halacha, if you just mevatel chametz, it's chametz shavu lava pesach applies to it also. No, it's an issur d'rabbanan of chametz shavu lava pesach. The raisa, you can eat it anyway after pesach. Even if you're over the lav.
Is it possible that the Rav and the Ramban are love dafka kozer and the whole bit?
Love dafka what?
That the bit was not kozer, it's just the dibur that he said, that he can say that I didn't mean it?
No, they're not saying you say you didn't mean it. They're talking about being kozer.
He did mean it, he meant it
later. I changed my mind. I want this cookie. That's what they're talking about, changing your mind. It's a tremendous chiddush. The beginning, the Pesach, to understand it, is with Reb Kiveger. It's still a big chiddush. It makes it so you can change your mind. What? Yeah, sure. This was L'Kavod Rabbi Gold, really. Is that L'Kavod Yerushalayim? Okay, now I said I'm going to say Dvar Torah on Yerushalayim. Anybody interested?
No. 30.
30 at the door.
So if you go through the window, it's still fine. One night we can't hear what's going on downstairs.
I need a Rambam. Oh, here's a Rambam. Famous Rambam. Wait, I don't know how to stop this damn thing. Here we go. I just locked it.